Hello?
Hello, this is Will from National Opinion Survey. I'm looking to speak to Owen Bryant.
Opinion Survey?
Yes, sir. I'm not selling anything. Yes. I'm conducting an opinion survey, sir, and I'd just like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Do you have a minute?
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you, sir. First question, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Yes.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, African American, black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American,
I'm black.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you will not vote?
Well, I'm going to vote.
So that's a probability or definitely?
Definitely.
Thank you very much. May I ask your age? How old are you?
64.
64. Thank you. Next question. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential and congressional election in November in 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10.
We ain't got much of a choice. I'm sorry. We don't have much of a choice.
No,
I'm going to have to vote. Yeah. People
okay.
Vote too hard for that right.
I understand that you got to make it count. One number you want to give it from 0 to 10, just, you know, because we have to fill this out.
That I will vote?
Yeah, that you will vote. The chances of you
it's
voting.
It's 10.
10.
Yeah, 10,
okay.
Definitely.
Thank you, sir. Generally speaking, how closely will you say you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely, or not at all closely?
Very closely.
Thank you very much, sir. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Right now, mostly leaning toward Democrat.
As a strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
Not strong.
Not strong? Thank
if you
sir.
Get the right people up Next there, you know, in my opinion, you get the right people up there. Don't let the wrong people get in. I could switch
no,
to Republican, but the way things going, weak Democrat, yeah.
Yeah, you got to pay close attention to all of that. I understand you. I feel you perfectly. Now, thinking about the direction the country's headed in, generally speaking, are you satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied. Thank you very much. When you hear about inflation and the rising costs, who or what do you blame the most? The COVID pandemic? The Biden administration and their policies, Republicans in Congress, big businesses and corporate price gouging and greed, the Federal Reserve raising interest rates?
It's obvious big business. I mean, look how the auto manufacturer jack the price up.
I understand. Thank you. Now I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their members of Congress to focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have your member of Congress focus on. Use a 10 if it's most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and a 0 if it's not important at all. You may use any number from 0 to 10. Protecting abortion and reproductive rights. How important is that to you? 0 to 10.
0.
Thank you. Creating a pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants. 0 to 10.
5.
Thank you. Reducing gun violence.
I'm on that 10.
10. Thank you. Fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods.
10.
Thank you. fighting back against the rise of white nationalism in the country?
10.
Thank you. Reforming the criminal justice system to hold police more accountable by providing oversight from the Department of Justice?
That's definitely 10.
Thank you very much. Next question. Switching gears a little bit, and generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling the job as president?
I give him about a 5.
That will be, do you somewhat approve or somewhat disapprove?
I somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. Thank you very much. Now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and some organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. MAGA Republicans.
I strongly disagree. 100. Correct?
100. No. Well, it's 0 to 100 depending on how you feel about them. You know,
okay.
If you...
Well, that's a...
Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead. Okay, 100 if I agree with them.
Mm-hmm.
Strongly. Okay, well, I don't agree, so that's a 1.
That's a 1. Okay. Definitely. You got me. Okay, Tim Scott.
Oh, man. He's just a puppet. 1.
Cold, man. You cold. One. Mary Ann Williamson.
I don't know her, really.
What was that?
I don't know. I don't know Mary Ann. No.
You don't know her? Okay. No problem. No. That's an answer, too. Donald Trump.
That's a 0.
Okay, cold, man. You cold. Black PAC.
Black PAC.
Yeah. Black.
I don't know who that.
You don't know what it is?
What
okay.
Is? No.
Okay, that's an answer as well. Joe Biden.
I'd give him about a 50.
50. All right. 50 it is. I know it's still a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Joe Biden, Democrat, Independent Colonel West, and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Joe Biden, Colonel West, or Donald Trump?
It would have to be Biden.
Biden, okay. Thank you very much. Next question. And if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, will you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Thank you very much. Now let me ask you, which candidate that you vote for in 2020 presidential election, that you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Biden.
Thank you. Now, thinking about racism in America today, do you think it's getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
Thank you. Now I'd like to read to you some statements that others have said they believe are threats to the American, to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African-American community right now? A lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, the rising crime and violence, stagnant wages and rising costs, book bans that threaten to erase our history. Any of those so far?
Rise in violence.
Okay, rise in violence. Thank you very much. The Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, Donald Trump getting elected president again. Do you see that as a threat? Any of those?
Donald Trump,
okay.
Getting elected again.
Okay. Have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about the President Biden and his administration and what they are doing?
Yes.
Would you say a lot, some, a little, not at all?
Yeah, they're doing a lot.
Okay.
But a lot of it I don't agree with. But they're doing a lot.
Okay, I see that. And has what you seen or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
I couldn't even answer on that. It's just like choosing between the worst of two evils, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand. But
yeah.
Will you say somewhat unfavorable or much more unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you very much. I want to read for you some of the things that Joe Biden has gotten accomplished in his first 2 years in office. For each one, tell me how important that is to you. Number one, Mr. Brown Jackson was confirmed to the Supreme Court, the first African-American, Miss Brown Jackson was confirmed to the Supreme Court, the first African-American woman ever to hold that position. Do you feel that's very important, somewhat important, not very?
Yes, this is very important.
Okay, thank you very much. Invested $12 billion through medical aid that allow people to continue to access home care and raise wages from home care workers. Do you feel that's very important, somewhat important, not very important, or not at all important?
That's very important.
Thank you very much. Provided $123 billion in new funds for the upcoming school year, the largest ever one-time federal investment in K-12 education. Do you feel that's very important, somewhat important, not very important?
Very important.
Very. Thank you very much. Created infrastructure law, which is eliminating lead pipes and expanding access to clean drinking water for households and schools across the country. Do you feel that's very important, somewhat important, not very important?
Very important.
Very important. Thank you. Thank you very much. Capped out the pocket Medicare cost at $2,000 per year. Do you feel that's very important, somewhat important, not very important, not at all important?
It's very important.
Thank you very much. Next question. Just so you know, we are at 70% already. Now that we have discussed some of the accomplishments of the last 2 years, I'd like to ask you again. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Somewhat middle.
Somewhat approve or somewhat disapprove?
Yes, somewhat approve.
Okay, thank you.
A lot of things I just don't agree with.
I understand, and you have the right not to agree with everything.
Yes.
Now I'm going to read to you some reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's very convincing reason to vote, 5 means it's somewhat convincing reason to vote, 0 means it's not convincing at all to vote in the 2024 president elections. You may use any number from 0 to 10. Racism and white supremacy are on the rise in America and threatening our communities. It is threatening all the advancements our community has fought so long for. We can't stand by as they try to take us backwards. It's our responsibility and our time to step up, come together, and use our political power to protect our communities and future on a scale from 0 to 10.
10.
10, thank you. Gun violence is getting worse and taking a heavy toll on our communities and young people. But MAGA Republicans are blocking any common sense gun reform. They are blocking a ban on assault weapons and working to make it easier for anyone to get and carry a gun without a permit. And we want to make our community safer, and we must vote against those making it easier to flood our streets with guns. 0 to 10.
That's about a 2.
2, okay, thank you. Next question. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion change. Let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not motivated at all, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number from 0 to 10. How do you feel?
About 7.
7. Thank you very much. And what stood out to you most from the arguments you just heard? What caught your attention the most?
Right now, it's the gun issue.
The gun issue.
It's very important to me, yes.
Okay, thank you very much. I'm going to read to you a list of sites and apps. For each, please tell me whether you have used them in the last past 2 days. YouTube, have you used YouTube in the last 2 days?
Yes.
Yes. Facebook?
Yes.
Apple News?
No.
No. Instagram?
No.
TikTok?
No.
Twitter?
No.
Snapchat?
Nope.
Thank you. Next question. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year's schooling that you have completed? 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate, master's?
College.
College. Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner?
Married.
Married. Thank you very much. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Nope.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Somewhat conservative.
But I couldn't vote and have Trump in there again. I mean, seriously.
No, definitely. I mean, that's your opinion. We respect that. And thinking about the neighborhood that you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly anyone or none of your neighbors are white?
Small percentage. I live down here near Pembroke, Indians, in Lumber.
Okay.
Lumbee tribe.
Okay, so you'll say hardly any or less than half?
Right, hardly any.
Hardly any, okay, thank you.
Yeah.
How would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
Thank you. Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
Nope.
Nope, thank you. Were one or more of your parents born outside the United States?
No.
Thank you. Were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Thank you very much. That will be the end of our survey. I just want to thank you once again for your time and for every single one of your opinions. Thank you. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Have a nice one.
Okay. Bye-bye.